Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakevillebooks.com. Robin Hood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, my name is Rhiannon Leo Jameson. I'm from the Northeast Millerton Library.
Hi, and I'm Margaret Hask. I'm from the Cornwall, Connecticut Library.
And we're here to talk about fundraising today.
Right.
So I guess we should probably talk a little bit how our library is funded. So for us, predominantly, I was going to say 80 to 70% of our budget's actually covered by tax dollars, and we're very grateful. But for the rest of that percent and anything extra, we have to fundraise for.
Right. So do you get like a municipal appropriation every year, or is there a formula that you can count on? How do you budget from year to year?
Well, from New York, we're allowed to go up and ask the community for a vote. We're not a municipality, but I believe municipal libraries can also do this, like true public libraries. We're an association library, which just means that the community created us rather than the municipality. But so we're allowed to go up to our community and say, hey, would you mind giving us a certain amount of money every year from your with your taxes to allow us to run the library? And they have, and we're extraordinarily grateful for it. So we receive $175,000 a year from that, but our budget is $260,000. So we can count on the $175,000 every year
that's
to come,
fantastic.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, we're an association library, so we get a municipal appropriation. We have to request it, and we have to justify it, of course. And it's been pretty consistently the same figure for the last, I think, 5 years or so. But it's only a quarter of our budget. Our budget is very similar to yours. So we have to raise a lot of money in addition to that gift, which we're very grateful for. I don't want to disparage it at all. We're very, very happy to have it. We also do have an endowment, and the board has voted to draw a certain percentage of interest down from the endowment every year. So that's nice, and that's something, assuming, you know, the stock market and everything stays okay, then, you know, that'll bring a pretty nice chunk of money in as well. But we have to raise generally over $100,000, or something close to $100,000 every year, which is a lot.
That is a lot. We were in the same boat prior to 2008. We got an appropriation from our town, and we had to fundraise everything else. And that was before I was here, so I can't speak too much on it, but I can imagine how much work that is.
It's a lot. So we have three major fundraisers a year. One is just a straight-out annual appeal where we just write to everybody and ask for a donation if they can do it. And then we have two big fundraisers. You know, as a 501c3, we're limited in the number of fundraisers we can have. So you can't, like, just fundraise all year long. So we have two big fundraisers. One is Books and Blooms, which is taking place actually this weekend. Luckily, the weather's going to hold out for us, so that's very nice. It's a talk about gardening and then a reception at the library and then a series of garden tours on Saturday. So that's beautiful. And that raises it's been raising more and more money in the past few years. This is our 10th anniversary of having it, and that's a huge help. And then the second big fundraiser, well, it's the third big fundraiser, really, is the Labor Day Art Sale, which is a fun thing where we ask people in Cornwall to donate to us any artwork that they don't have up on their walls, so they're tired of, or somebody gave it to them, they don't like it anymore, whatever. And and then we resell it. So it's given to us, and we sell it. So we can make, you know, a nice chunk of money off that, which is, and we also have a reception, and it's, you know, it's a party, and it's fun, and people enjoy it. We do have a book sale, which raises a nice little chunk of money. And then a lot of people just contribute during the year. You know, they went to a talk that they like, so they, you know, send us a small check. It's something we're on top of all the time.
Yeah. We're pretty much in the same boat. We have 2 to 3 major fundraisers a year. Our biggest one is our craft fair that's in November. I believe it's going to be November 8th this year. And we've unintentionally started planning it at the same time as our fire department's craft fair, which has really worked out for both of us. So we're going to continue to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they have vendors, but we don't have vendors. We have items that community members who are artistic and crafty have donated to us to sell. So we're not really competing with each other. We're actually, you know, it's both beneficial to have more going on at the same time since we're also right across the street from each other.
That sounds fantastic. Do you close off that street and just let people go back and forth on the street, or does traffic?
We haven't, but that's something to think about. Because it depends on what building they do it in. Last year it was right across the driveway from us because they're our neighbor across the street and our neighbor next door to us.
I see.
So people were just walking through our driveway. But if they expand to the other firehouse, that would be a thing to do because then we could have like outdoor hot drinks stuff too.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
But that sounds like fun. Those craft fairs are really popular. People love them. That's a great idea.
It's amazing how many talented people there are in our community and how willing they are just to give us their items. It's
so
really
nice.
Incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
So nice.
We've been doing it for a number of years now, and it's been great. We have another fundraiser in July, actually, on July 26th. It's the Mina versus Millerton Library Battle for the Books Golf Tournament.
Oh.
And yeah, it's a 9-hole, 2-person scramble, and it's an Undermountain Golf Course in Copake. And it's a great time. I don't play golf, but I have a nice time hanging out with everybody.
Sure.
And chatting. And, you know, we've been extraordinarily lucky, and with the exception of maybe one or two times that we've had it where it was 90 degrees,
yeah,
it has been lovely every time. Where we didn't win last year, so the trophy has gone to the Mina Library, but we're hoping that we can get it back this year.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a trophy that passes back and forth, and it's great.
That sound like great fundraisers.
Yeah, it's a nice time, and it's a fundraiser that is different than what we normally do because we also have the book sale and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way to engage our patrons who maybe, you know, aren't into crafts. You know,
right.
They're doing more physical things outside and would like to participate that way.
It's true. You reach different populations, I would think.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, with those three fundraisers and, you know, mailings and things like that, that is predominantly how we make up the difference in our budget. But truly, like, most of our budget gap is made up by donations that come across the desk. I am always very surprised, and patrons, you know, they laugh when you tell them this, but they give you a couple bucks here or there, and I'm like, it adds up so fast. You have no idea what a difference it makes. Most donations we get are under $20, and around there.
But it does add up. It all adds up. Even just when people buy tickets or something from the library online, they can donate the fee rather than it going to you know, our software company. And that adds up. That's surprising how much that adds up. And it's a small percentage of their donation, but it really makes a difference in our budget.
Do you have any other programs you want to talk about or any books?
We have a couple of things coming up, but some of them are closed, but like the summer camps we have for children, they're full. We are having in July, an interesting event with Adam Van Dorn. He's in the family who's well known in Cornwall. And Adam produced a film about The New Yorker, and this is The New Yorker's 100th anniversary. So he's going to do a talk and show the film, and that should be really interesting. And then in August, we're doing a talk on, we haven't quite figured out exactly what we're going to call it, but something about how to trust the news, you know, how to know that you're getting the right news. And so that's going to be an interesting thing, too. And then next week, we have a talk by Holly Lee about local activism and philanthropy. And I think that she's written a book called The Big We, and that would be very interesting, too. So we have a lot going on.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Oh, we have, you know, our summer reading is probably by the time this airs. Mm-hmm. Our summer reading program will be in full swing, so we have a lot going on for that. Our registration's just open for the various programs, so people can hop onto our website. But overall, we have some exciting things. Naomi, our youth services coordinator, has created an escape room. Yeah, it's our first time we're ever doing anything like this. She has experience doing this before, so she was able to put it together very quickly. But it's on different days of the week. You just have to look at her calendar. But it's tied in with the summer reading program theme, the mad scientist and the grayification. And it's really neat. I can't wait to see people go
through
it. Is the
room in the library?
It's actually going to be in our book sale room.
Wow.
So it's going to be during, yeah. We have a second building behind the main library that has two main rooms. And the book sale room is the smaller of the two. So they're going to be able to, she's going to reset it up after and before our book sale. So be an escape room.
Sounds fantastic. Amazing.
Yeah. And then we have a concert coming up on July 12th. Sorry, I lost my note real quick. And this one's going to be a lot of fun. It's the Rad Aces, which features Dave Barney and Dan Lucanio. And Dave Vanda Bogart, who is one of our local firefighters. And I'm very excited. We haven't had them come in. This is their new band, but we haven't had Dave come in a long time. And it's always a lot of fun. He has played with, he has opened shows for Ronnie Spector, which I don't know if you know who Ronnie Spector is, but that's really neat. So it's always a great show. It's always a good turnout.
Local bands are fantastic. I think they're wonderful.
I'm always amazed about the talent that we find in this area.
I know.
It's like, how are you here? You should be touring on big stages. And then on July 5th, we're having a blood drive. So we still have a couple slots left, and I really hope we can fill it. The most blood we've ever collected, I think it was like 32 donations. So I'm hoping we can beat it this year. I don't know, but if you're able to donate, I encourage you to come out. It's right in our annex. It's from 9 to 12:30, so get it done first thing in the morning and then go about the rest of your day.
Great. Well, good luck with all of those. They all sound great.
Yeah. I hope everything is glad to hear that your camp is full. That's very exciting.
Yes. The camp is going to be fantastic this year. We got a small grant from the Cornwall Association, so we've had some very, very great specials during the course of the camp.
Well, I guess I look forward to talking in July and hearing how it's all going.
Okay, good. Talk to you then. Bye.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut. Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakefieldbooks.com.